USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a Democrat $700 billion energy and tax spending bill and sent it to President Biden's desk. Republicans in the House and Senate both opposed the measure, but President Biden approved of the passing of the bill and says it's going to help the American people.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs. And big corporations are finally going to start to pay their fair share.
Millions of Americans on Social Security are likely to get a major bump in benefits next year. Seniors could receive as much as $159 more each month in 2023, thanks to high inflation numbers for July. Analysts are currently projecting an annual cost of living adjustment of about 9%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Two former U.S. senior officials say China could invade Taiwan within the next 2 years. While appearing on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida says he believes that time is right around the corner.
You could have the strongest military in the world, as the United States still does, but if our adversaries believe that our commander-in-chief is unwilling to use it, then deterrence fails, and they may see this opportunity before the 2024 election.
Beijing's ambassador to Australia said Wednesday that China is refusing to rule out using force to seize control of Taiwan. According to the latest Fox News survey, a record high number of registered voters think life for the next generation of Americans will be worse than it is today. A majority, 70%, say life will be worse for the next generation than it is, up 29 percentage points from July 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge is making a ruling in a high-profile case in Michigan.
A judge declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to reach a verdict in a case involving companies that had been hired to help Flint, Michigan fix its municipal water system. The lawsuit alleged Texas-based Lockwood, Andrews & Newman and Veolia of North America contributed to the city's lead-tainted water crisis. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Flight delays and cancellations continue to wreak havoc on summer travelers. An industry trend indicates, I'm sorry to say this, but more may be yet to come. A wave of pandemic layoffs and retirements have turned a nearly 27,000 surplus of pilots into a 9,300 worker shortage. And now concerns over pilot fatigue as airlines try to make up for loss of revenue during the pandemic. Kathy Baines is an airline training instructor and former commercial pilot. She explains some of the age limits for pilots.
Yes, so this is what we've been hearing just a couple weeks ago. There was a bill introduced, and what they want to do is they want to take the retirement age of pilots and raise it from 65 to 67. Previously, for instance, when I started with the airlines, the retirement age was 60. So we've already had mission creep up to 65. They want to take it to 67.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.